This is your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Leslie Smith. I'll be joined by Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Tom, how did our cattle trade today?
Well, Leslie, negative trading hit the cattle and the hog complexes today, with both seeing triple-digit losses. After a 1 p.m. pit closing, the cattle continued to trade even lower, with some feeder cattle contracts going down the $3 limit. There has been some 166 and 168 cash trade taking place in the feed yards. Choice box beef at noon down 55 cents. Select boxes down 81, had a movement of 81 lows. The daily cattle kill was 105,000 head, and the weekly kill, 562,000 head. On the close, December cattle down $2, February down $2.10, Jan feeders down $1.07, March feeders down 82 cents, and Feb lean hogs down $1.
Closing grains are next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
Make tracks to the Tulsa Farm Show December 11th through 13th at the Tulsa Fairgrounds River Spirit Expo. All the latest for farm and ranch, along with cattle equipment demos and the Livestock Handling Skills Scholarship Finals. Don't miss Craig Cameron's horse training seminars and new trick riding shows with Melissa Navarre. Test ride and enter to win a new Hustler mower and participate in the live auction to support scholarships for Oklahoma students. Show hours 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., 4 p.m. Saturday. Admission and parking are free. Visit TulsaFarmShow.com for details.
Neighbors, are very pleased to have as one of our sponsors of our daily email, Crop Plan by Winfield. They combine the most advanced genetics on the market with field-tested answer plot results to provide farmers with a localized seed recommendation. Four Winfield answer plot locations in Oklahoma are being planned for this fall, featuring canola and winter wheat. Go to our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com. On that right-hand column, you'll see links for today's email, as well as an opportunity for you to subscribe, courtesy of Crop Plan by Winfield.
Tom, what happened in the grain market today?
Well, it was all upside today, Leslie. Led by the soybean futures, the soy and grain complexes traded and closed positive to end the week on a positive note. The USDA reporting system today showed an unknown destination bought 240,000 metric tons of U.S. soybean. Now, today's higher trade occurred despite the fact the dollar index was making new contract highs today. Now, next Wednesday is the monthly USDA supply and demand report, and for the week we saw the March Casey wheat lose a penny, March corn gained 6 cents, and January soybeans gained 20 cents for the week. On the close today, we saw the March Kansas City wheat gain 3¾ cents. July KC was up 3½. March Chicago wheat 4¼ higher. March corn and July corn each up 5¼ cents. January beans up 25½. March beans up 24¾. And March cotton down 78 points.
Tom, what's your phone number?
866-GO-TO-TOM.
That's your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network.